Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour of KDK Radio Midday. I'm your host, Ellis Cannon. I have a couple things to clean up. I had a call in the last hour from a woman who asked about Guy Reschenthaler not living in his district. And I recalled that that was an issue. And I didn't have my finger on it, but I remember it was an issue. But it was an issue for a lot of people. And I put my finger on it. I'm going to be able to get to that in just a moment. Here's a drill. Till about 2:30, I'm taking calls. At 2:35, I have a special guest coming from Houlihan's. Houlihan's in Cranberry for an event that I'm going to ask that you please make part of your day. Today. Because it's only something that applies on this date. And it's a lot bigger than politics. It's a lot bigger than us debating or what have you. And so I'm going to take calls. 866-391-1020. I'm expecting nobody's up for 2020 talk right now. Okay, that was a joke. But it's already started. I also didn't expect today to be an hour short for me. I was able to clean out a lot of stuff, actually. And I was also able to put an eye and an ear on the press conference the president had that we aired here at KDK Radio. I watched it on TV. I listened to it through the speakers and all of that. And as I said at the very beginning, in a relatively pointed fashion, the CNN knows how to step in it, man. They know how to, I mean, certainly some people there know how to step in it. And Jim Acosta today sat in it. And it is irresponsible. It's wrong. It's dangerous. It's inappropriate to say the media is the enemy of the people, in my estimation. But as I said, they sure as heck could do a lot better job. Matter of fact, I think across the board, media, if you will, is nowhere near the quality that it should be or, frankly, traditionally has been. I think it's gotten much poorer. But to watch that stunt where he's challenging the president, and for that matter, not even so much asking. Let me explain how this works in my mind, at least. When you have a credential and you're asked, when you're there, it's a press conference. You ask your questions. You do it with an idea. You want to get somebody on the record. You want to be used as a funnel, a chapter, a vessel for your audience. That's at least the way I always approach it, and with respect. If you want to disagree, if you want to be disagreeable, if you want to challenge, you have many opportunities today. Get a show. Get a show. Have in your show somebody that you want to cross-examine or do whatever you want to do, including challenge them. Not in an open press conference like that where you're forcing words down their mouth and arguing with them to the point where it's actually getting uncomfortable. Now, he wasn't alone, but he was definitely the worst. And it troubled me because I already see the genre itself as being lesser than it can and should be. And now I'm going to see that as Exhibit A. Now this is not going to happen, but if I'm the president, I don't know if I have to say a single thing. Anybody who watched it or saw it is going to walk away and say, my God, man, sit down. Shut up. There'll be millions of people who are going to say, see? See? no reason to inflame it any further. The president gets in his own way a lot. He has unforced errors a lot. But what that was a perfect example of just the opposite. Unforced error, unnecessary, inappropriate, disrespectful, the whole drill. Maybe I'm an old timer when it comes to that. I think you challenge a president, including in a press conference. But this isn't about you. This isn't about you arguing with him. You're invited there. You can ask questions that are pointed. You can ask questions that get to the areas that you think he needs to be challenged on. I had one guy call and said he didn't go far enough. He should just call him a liar. Get a show. That was. I don't know why it hit me the way it did. Maybe I just don't listen or watch enough. I doubt it. But that certainly didn't do any favors, as far as I'm concerned, for a network that already has bet everything, every single thing, on the president failing, getting indicted, getting thrown out of office, getting impeached, being investigated to death, whatever. That's their whole thing. And trust me, obviously, you know what I think about the other major network, although it is watched incredibly more. They have pockets of good shows. They have pockets of good people that do good work. But that needs cleaned up. That needs cleaned up. Midterm election, 866-391-1020. How'd that affect you? I thought it basically went. I was just talking to one of the white helmets. What'd you think? I said, but pretty much like I thought it was going to go. You know, for once, a lot of the stuff went like we thought it was going to go. The Dems get the House. They get it slightly above average that you would expect for somebody who is a sitting president, a sitting party. The House goes, and it went to a pretty decent number if you're a Democrat. Senate went bigger, way bigger than average. Matter of fact, going back to the end of World War II, the party that had the office of the presidency lost 4 Senate seats on average in the first midterm. They didn't lose 4. They gained them. The president has to get credit for that. That's where he put his chips. The means that he did it, not on the same page with them. But can't argue about the end result. We talk a lot about means and ends and things of that sort. That's something that we'll continue to always discuss. But there's no question about the ends. Good race, good night for the Dems in the governor's races around the country as well. And it played out like we thought it would be here and around the state. I'm going to jump out. I'm going to go to Shelby. When I come back, I got a lot of calls at 866-391-1020 on KDK Radio Midday. All right, as for the woman who called earlier about Guy Reschenthaler about not being in District 14, that gets back to redistricting. And the bottom line is that the districts were redrawn before the next redistricting cycle. Remember when the court came down and said this is the way it's going to look? And at that point, people were living where they were living. So it was unusual circumstances. He was not alone. And is not alone, actually. That's the answer to your question, ma'am, who asked me that earlier. I'm Ellis Cannon. You're listening to KDK Radio, and I'm going to be having a special guest on at 2:35, unrelated to any of this. So let's get the calls, midterms or the press conference. We'll start with Mark on the north side. Mark, thanks so much for making the dial.
Hey, how you doing today, Ellis?
Doing well, man. Appreciate it. How you doing?
Good, good. Listen, just something I wanted to point out. And first of all, I want to congratulate the Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Fetterman, but I want to say this respectfully, Alex, and I hope someone can share the light on it. I understand and I get it from Mr. Fetterman, the anti-establishment, the anti, you know, I'm not part of the process, I'm an outsider kind of thing. But isn't it time that he respects the position by dressing and looking the part? If I look at that black shirt and those jeans once again, from the second most important person in the state of Pennsylvania, I think it's a little disrespectful. I understand he is highly educated, coming from the best schools. Isn't it a slight to do that, even representing your school, let alone the state? And so I'm just only asking. It is a minor issue, Alice. It is not a deal breaker. But then it would really allow him to move freely in and out of all communities when he can show young folks to run, be a part of something, and, you know, be dressed apart. If you're an officer, you got to wear the police uniform. If you're a fireman, you wear the fireman uniform. You are an elected official. You are the lieutenant governor. And I just think it's time to represent and to be appropriate.
Sorry, Mark. I thought you were done. I don't think you're off base. I don't think you are out in left field. I think that they're it worked for him in Braddock. Obviously, the most important thing from our public servants is what they do. That is the most important thing, and how they serve. But we've seen him make some of that change over the course of the last few months, and I do hope it continues. I think that your words speak for themselves. Let's get over to Norm, Newcastle, Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio. Welcome to the show.
Nice show, Ellis.
Thanks, Norm.
You know, I see people on that press conference. You know, it makes me sick. What are they supposed to do, kiss this guy's butt?
Kissing the butt's one thing, but I know he pontificates. I know he bloviates. I know that. I'm just saying, and listen, there's nothing wrong with challenging him. But listen, for God's sake, I'm defending President Trump, which I do more than people. I do. But the fact of the matter is that when I separate style from substance, and okay, and there's some policies I meet halfway on. I'm always welcome to get wonky with that. The style is, I'm not a fan of a lot of what the style is. Okay, having said that, I just felt that the style, even once again, was out of line. But this time in the form of the media, you get a question or two, and then sit down. You don't.
I agree with that. But he was dismissive of a lot of other people.
Well,
asked him questions, he was very dismissive. And I'll tell you, Ellis, my point of all this is, here's a man that comes on here and bloviates about how wonderful this election was. Let me compare it to my body. I have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. You mean to tell me I'm going to lose my right arm and tell me I'm happy?
I understand. I mean, you know what? He's selling. I mean, that's what he does. He's a salesman. And he's selling. Look, it all depends what your expectations were. If you thought it was going to be a plus 50, 60, it wasn't going to happen, and it didn't happen. And from that standpoint, you know, maybe that's what he's working with. Look, he's just, it's very transactional for him. It's about the wins and the losses. He knew they were going to be a loser. It was just a question of how big. And it's within, in all likelihood, it's within his range of acceptability. And he does have something to talk about with the Senate. There's blowback at the gubernatorial level. Again, I have no problem. I have clearly, when I think it's appropriate, been very outspoken, opinionated when it comes to the president's policies and or style. My big takeaway yesterday, today at least, was I thought the media messed a bet. KDK Radio. All right, folks, you know, this is a tight window for me. I've got a guest at 2:35. If I don't get to you now, I will between 45 and 55. So either hang around or call back. Georgia Claret, and you got to make it tight, but I do want to hear from you.
Hey, Ellis, am I on?
You're on, brother.
All right, over. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. This guy took a mean shellacking here in Western PA. We are, and I say we because I was one of them, the guys who pulled him in. But to hear him come off very arrogantly and cunningly and coy on how good he did, they did. It's not right. I mean, the man is out there, and he is selling, but he's out there.
I mean, look, he definitely, look, I understand how aggressive he is with a perspective that's not always fact-based. Acosta stood there, didn't ask him about that. He claimed, you know it's not an invasion. You know, it's not an invasion, people. It was a play. It worked for the midterms. Okay, I know that. But that's not the way, the time, or the place. Maybe, again, I'm odd. I'm sorry, but I think I'm right. Let's go over to Rose.
Traffic on the 5.
Oh, Amelia, she's so busy right now. She's doing an outstanding job. She's also getting ready to book our guest here in just a moment, or actually contact Sean. And I'm Ellis Cannon. Welcome back to KDK Radio and KDK Radio Midday to the top of the hour. Back with you tomorrow and Friday. Looking forward to it. I don't know about you, but I have several things that we can get to lighten the mood. It's been pretty intense, as we're all well aware, and maybe we could put some things out there in the next day or two to get us laughing a little bit and some things of that sort. We won't miss topic A, but on the other hand, let's keep that in mind as well. I'll get the guests in a moment, but I've been talking about the midterms, and then we had a call from Mark of the North Hills, who really thought that the governor, Lieutenant Governor-elect has got to change his clothes. Dave in Slickville, you have a call to rebut that. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir, Alice. How are we doing?
Good, man. Appreciate it. Very well. Doing great.
Hey, just to go the other direction, I think that guy might be comfortable in his own skin. I give him credit that he doesn't have to put a suit on and a tie to try to impress somebody and just do the jobs he's voted in to do. So
yeah, I'm not sure he's. I don't know if he's impressing. I don't think Mark was saying you need to do it to impress. I just felt that he's looking for the appropriate. You know, a decorum, I guess, is a word that comes to mind. It's not actually directly on point, the word, but I think that's his take on it. I don't want, if I voted for him, I would not want him to change what he does. And for that matter, you know, or how he does it, or the role he's going to play. I understand the concern about dressing the part. Let's put it this way. I don't think his thoughts are totally misplaced.
Okay, which I see it. I definitely see it that way. I'll leave you with this, Ellis, and it's from an old wise guy that I lost 19 years ago, my father, mm-hmm. and he always said that you could take the average two-bit chump and put him in a $1,000 suit, you still have an average two-bit chump.
So, and you're right, and I'll go step further. I don't want to too broad a brush here, but let's get real. There are a lot of people wearing $3,000 suits that ain't doing a $3,000 job.
And amen to that, brother.
And it drives me... and a lot of people crazy. Let's talk about something else, though. Sean Patrasik is with us. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. But we're here to talk about something you're involved in, but more important than anything else I could put on the radio today. You're the managing partner with Houlihan's and Cranberry. You want to talk about Bryson Ackerman?
Yeah. Bryson is a six-year-old kid. Lives here in Pittsburgh, and he was diagnosed with AFM about 10 days ago, and it's a kind of a rare thing right now. It's a new version of polio, and I do have a personal connection with the mother and father, but just being the general manager of this Houlihan's, I wanted to take advantage and do whatever I could for the community and their family, so... Today, anybody that comes in to the Cranberry Houlihan's or the Mount Lebanon Houlihan's and says they're here for Bryson or mentions his name, we're going to donate 15% of our food sales to their family just to help them during their trying time right now.
Well, that's very, very gracious, very thoughtful, and very humble. So it's something that we're glad to have a small part in. I do want to ask you, this AFM, is this what we've been reading about? That we've seen case after case here recently that is showing up, and it's got the polio type of effects and things.
Correct. Yeah, I believe he was roughly the 61st case diagnosed in the country, and then now I believe yesterday I heard in Beaver County there's another one. So there's three children currently at UPMC being treated for it as we speak. But it is rare, but it sounds like it's popping up a little bit.
Yeah, this is really the focus on his son. But just so I have it clear, would this be Jeff Ackerman, the head coach of Pine Richland Hoops?
Correct.
Yeah, I've worked with Jeff before. He's a great, great guy.
Oh, yeah. Him and Jill are close personal friends of mine, and I'm really glad that I can take advantage and try to help them anyway.
And, I mean, this is a six-year-old, right? I mean, he's going through extensive surgery.
Yeah, he actually, for the first time in 22 days, ate food today, or it was yesterday, which is amazing. And there's talk that he might be able to be transferred to a rehab facility out of Children's here in the near future, which is great news. There hasn't been great news really recently, so it was nice to hear.
And you have children around the same age, and I guess that's one connection.
I have a six-year-old and a two-year-old, and I can't imagine what they're going through or how they're doing it, and they're truly an inspiration, and so I just want to do anything I can for them.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like any business play. Obviously, this is personal to you, but you're using the business as an opportunity to do something personal and selfless
exactly.
on behalf of somebody else.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, we try to do things within the community, and this is a little bit more on the personal side, and we do other events like this. But yeah, this is a big deal to me, and we've already today, I've had over 15 tables in here for Bryson today at lunch.
Okay, so one more time, give us the playing rules. So the folks out there looking for a bite as they go home today, you can stop at either location.
Yep, let's be lazy tonight. Let's not cook. Come to Mount Lebanon or Cranberry Houlihan's and just say I'm here for Bryson. And we'll do the rest.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. God bless, and certainly pass our thoughts and prayers along to the family as well. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now, and we encourage you to go over to Houlihan's. Thank you so
sure.
much, Sean.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
I told you it was going to be more important. Here's something else you want to keep in mind. Certainly encourage you to follow through with Sean's effort there. UPMC for Life is partnering with KDK Radio to host a free Medicare event. The 2019 annual election period is underway. It's important to get your Medicare questions answered. So join folks tomorrow. That's November 8th, 2 to 4 at Point Pleasant Retirement Community. It's in North Versailles. Or Wednesday, November 14th, that's next week, from 1 to 3 at JCC South Hills. Hosted a program there once, actually. Enjoy light refreshments and get your questions answered by one of UPMC's Medicare experts. You can pre-register at kdkradio.com/Medicare. I'll have one other one to read to in just a little bit, but always a reminder, folks, you can text us if you can't reach us by phone. And today was a bit of an unusual day. If you miss it, I'll explain why. But it had a lot to do with the president in the first hour. But just a reminder, you can always text us at KDK Radio at 866-391-1020. The text line is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. It's amazing to me that we had such a spirited conversation for some period of time related to politics in the midterms. And yet on the other side, I think that once we've gotten through it, there's a little bit of, there was a fatigue. There was an element of expectations that pretty well played out, like a lot of people thought. And so therefore not great surprises. Maybe it didn't meet your hopes one way or the other. But we analyze this stuff and people analyze it for us and give us the opportunity to talk about it. And as we talk about these midterms right now, I think that they lived up pretty much to the projections. Where we go from here, I think, is something that may surprise people. I don't think you're going to see a lot of traction on impeachment and things of that sort. I think it's going to be more about investigations. But in the meantime, I'm going to bounce out one more segment for all of that and anything else that comes to mind. But listen, I got a text here. I have somebody at the station that just came in and I've had callers that are all talking about this Trump press conference, and many people are saying, many, not all, are saying, wow, Trump was way out of line. Well, Trump was Trump. I mean, listen, he was combative. He was filled with he was braggadocio. Is that a word? I mean, he was, you know, he was his bit. He stretched the truth. He told untruths. I mean, there's nothing there that we haven't seen before. If anything, he seemed to be almost down a notch, probably through fatigue. I'm one of the few people I love this. I'm one of the few people I talk to, and sure, I talk to myself. That's when I'm not hearing voices that just thought that the CNN guy. I mean, that was awful. That was way out of line. Have I gotten to the point where I'm actually expecting the president to come out and be filled with nothing but bragging, untruths? And so forth, to just write that off as normal. I thought other things, I thought there was a lot he said that was truthful. He had a big night in the Senate. He bucked history. That's just true. When I told you guys yesterday that those were facts and people were yelling because I was giving facts and they didn't want to hear the facts because they were making the point of, well, basically they didn't want to hear any fact that they thought would undermine or otherwise be seen in some perverted way as being an attack on the president that were actually facts that go back decades. I mean, he told the truth. He said, you know, he defied history in the sense that history would reflect and dictate, particularly considering where he is with approval rating, that he would do much worse as a sitting president. It was certainly in the range of error, if you will, or margin for error, how he did with the House of Representatives or how the House of Representatives went. Now, did he demonize and say, well, if you vote for the Democrats, you know, the market's going to go down? Well, the market's doing pretty well today. But that's just today, and it's—I hate to say—it's one branch, you know, one part of one branch. So come on. But he, you know, he worked on a lot of things, including this whole thing about invasion and you know, the whole immigration, which I thought was largely misplaced. I've been vocal about that, and he was challenged on it by Acosta, but he wasn't just challenged. I mean, he. Acosta, I thought, went way further. The type of thing you would do on a show, type of thing you would do if you were doing a one-on-one. I didn't think that that was the room and time to do it. Matt in Penn Hills, I'm Ellis Cannon. How are you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You must be clairvoyant because I watched most of the press conference. I thought Trump was brilliant. In fact, you know, I called Marty and I told him I think the Democrats winning because it really wasn't a wave election by any stretch of anybody's imagination. And now they have to come to the table and they have to be adults. I mean, Jim Acosta is obnoxious.
I have to tell you that I mean, listen, I understand the guy's got a job, but I understand probably what his working orders are. And the president's actually described him as a good guy. I don't want to personalize it. I thought professionally today. And I know it's just one photo out of many that make up a video. I thought that today was out of line, inappropriate.
He was, and you know, and I think that this conversation where you know, if you say if you have any negative thoughts about immigration, that you're tarring the whole population, which is not. I mean, there are many people in this country. I'm one of them that thinks there has to be a legal way of. We just can't let 20. We have 20 million people that are here. That came here illegally. That's a problem. It's a huge problem.
And you know, Matt, I understand that, and I've obviously spoken to that, and I think that we have become generally very sloppy with the use of the word immigration. We throw everything in, every form of people reaching this country under that. I think the president does it. I think he does it very purposely. I know that he goes out of his way to say, no, I just want legal people. I understand, but the overarching presentation by him and frankly by a lot of people, and times I got to catch myself, is that there are different elements of refugee and asylum and legal and illegal and things of deportation. These are all very specific areas that we tend to all lump together. I mean, listen, I understand wanting to rebut things that are inaccurate. I think this is a venue to do it. I think various programs are the way to do it. I just have to tell you that if you're going to stand up and you're not even asking a question, you're literally making a speech. That's violative right off the bat. And then when you do it with a specific agenda, and degrade it into literally being a part of what turned into a shouting match. Was it unpresidential? Sure. Was he going there? No. Did he overstate some things relative to the election? Yes. So it's a mixed bag if you look at the overall part. But I thought that this guy's behavior crossed the line. Agree or disagree? Let's go over, by the way, Jeff Sessions has resigned. It's not a shock. It was projected, just like the elections yesterday. Jeff Sessions has resigned as Attorney General. Rose will have more on that at the top of the hour. In the meantime, I'm going to bounce right now and get over to Shelby.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.